dreams long enough. I'm getting bored, and I want more. I watch as Callisto picks up a strange pendulum from behind the grimoire. Funny, that wasn't there before. Curious. She holds it in her hand, looking it over, and speaks under her breath.
Where did you come from?
She holds it up in front of herself, smiling.
I suppose you'll do for what I need.
Moving over to her little makeshift altar, she kneels and speaks, holding the item close to her chest.
Spirits, hear me.
Her voice is soft but steady.
I call to you across the veil. Find Cade. Bind yourself to him. Watch him. Protect him.
I chuckle to myself. She's so cute when she's desperate. The thought of her desperation pleases me. I picture how pretty she would be, pleading like that to me. She continues, rambling on about how her brother doesn't know what he's getting into, and how much she wants to help. As if the universe cares about her little wish. Yet, as she speaks, a ripple in the air prickles against my senses. It's faint, but it's there. How interesting. A new player in my little game. I can feel you, human. Yes, you. The girl is mine to haunt, mine to possess, mine to do with as I please. My thoughts snap back to her as a tear slips down her cheek. Her hands tremble as she pleads.
Gods, I hope that worked.
An iridescent haze fills the space, and she appears to breathe it in, head leaning back ever so slightly. I watch as her long hair falls off her shoulders, unable to pull my eyes away. I hesitate. That feeling again. Something heavy and unfamiliar twists inside me. Curiosity, maybe? No. Something else. Against my better judgment, I step closer, reaching out a hand. Just a little closer. Her breath catches, eyes snapping up, directly at me. Impossible. I freeze. She can't see me, not if I don't allow it. And yet, here she is, staring, mouth open in a silent gasp, pretty rose-pink lips parted. For a moment, neither of us moves. She tries to speak, but the only sound she manages is a small, broken squeak. The pendulum. It must be the pendulum. Artifacts like that are unpredictable. And I can feel its pull tugging at the edges of my form. Strange. I let my hand fall and step back, watching her carefully. She swallows hard. A single bead of sweat drips down her olive skin, and she visibly shakes it off before scrambling to her feet and rushing out of the room. Pity. I would have liked to lick it off her. I follow. Keeping to the shadows. She doesn't need to know I'm here. Not yet. She glides quickly down the hall, the navy rug muffling her steps as the wood creaks faintly beneath her. Approaching her brother, Cade, the little hunter. He towers over her with his broad shoulders and chiseled features. Overrated, if you ask me. Not to mention he's a total asshole. I'm clearly superior. He looks down on her as if she is a child. She presses the pendulum into his hand, her voice tight with urgency.
Take this. It'll keep you safe.
I can't help but notice how dainty her hands are, and how pretty they would look wrapped around my...
Please, Cade.
Please, Cade. My eyes roll into the back of my head. The only person she should be saying please to is me. Something in her voice makes him pause. He sighs, taking the pendulum, and shoving it into his pocket. Not another word